And what is up, folks? It is Braylon Delores, Sports Noise Podcast, and today it is Friday, September 20th, and it is episode 24, and we got some stuff to talk about today. NFL going crazy, MLB going crazy. So I think we'll just start right into it. I know I meant to bring this stuff today to go on the background. I'm gonna have y'all see, but I meant to bring the stuff and I kind of forgot it. So, but just diving right in, we had a game on yesterday, Thursday night football. It's actually not the best game, but let's just go over the week 2 results. The Falcons somehow beat the Eagles 22-21. Commanders won 21-18. The Saints and the Cowboys, one of the biggest upsets I think in this year, maybe besides maybe a different one, but there was a blowout. So Saints 44, Cowboys 19, Browns 18, Browns 18, Jaguars 13. Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield has been looking insane, just slinging it, especially to Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, all those guys. Rashad White's been looking really good. One more thing, it's hard to say his name. Saints wide receiver Rashid Shaheed, just been a Derek Carr has been slinging it to him. He's got tons of catches, a lot of yards. And then Alvin Kamara went for 3 touchdowns last Sunday. And he's looking like a superstar. People are thinking maybe he might be a little bit too old. So far, no. So far, he looks like a top 5 running back in the NFL. Colts, Packers. This one was like the most boring game you'll ever see. Colts 10, Packers 16, Packers with the win. Chargers, Panthers. The Chargers came out on top 26-3. Seahawks, Patriots. This one was actually a really good game. DK Metcalf caught like a 70-yard touchdown or something, which in fantasy football, I'm going against the guy who has DK. So that was insane. That was like 10 points just right there. But Seahawks won 23-20. Raiders, Ravens. This is the biggest upset yet in the season. Raiders 26, Ravens 23. Now, it was an upset. So now that I'm thinking about it, I think the Saints Cowboys might be a little bit more, just because the Saints scored 44 on the defense of the Cowboys. People be saying the Cowboys' defense is insane. Yeah, apparently not against the Saints. Who? You got scored 44 on against... The Saints scored 44 on you? Just retire. Jets 24, Titans 17, 49ers 17, Vikings 23. Another pretty big upset, but Sam Darnold, I've always thought he's like not the worst quarterback. He's actually kind of decent. Rams 10, Cardinals 41, Steelers 13, Broncos 6. And then Bengals Chiefs. This one was a fun contest to see. Bengals 25, Chiefs 26, Bears 13, Texans 19. And finally, Bills 31, Dolphins 10. All want a prayer for Tua to be good. Don't ever want to see a guy get hurt, especially a guy who's already had 2 concussions. This will be his 3rd concussion in the last 2 years, which, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he retires. I would be surprised if he retires. He loves football. I mean, that's his passion. But eventually, he's only like 20, was it like 24, 25? He's got his life to live. He's got however much longer, and 3 concussions in 2 years is, that's a lot of brain damage. And we all know, we need the brain to think, we need the brain to function. I meant to make a video yesterday. It was, I don't know what I was doing, but because I was going to predict Jets Pats, but Jets actually won 24-3 against the Patriots last night. That's the only game. So I'll week two predictions technically, well, for I guess 14 games. I guess, yeah. So Giants Browns play next Sunday. That one, I predict Browns will win. Giants are just actual garbage. You know, I know it's not Christmas yet, but it's never too early to have the Christmas trees in the background. I mean, they look great, don't they? They'll look even better with an Eagles poster and a Mavericks. Or I think I'm going to put... Ooh, I think I'm going to put a Luka Doncic poster up there. Because, why not? But, Bucks Broncos. This one seems like an easy matchup. Bucks win. Colts Bears. This one I think will be an actual fun game. I think Caleb Williams might actually play football today or this game. But still, I got the Colts winning. Anthony Richardson looks amazing. Michael Pittman. Eagles Saints. I have the Eagles winning only because last game their offense started to figure it out a little bit. Their defense is a little scary. The defense has not been too good. Especially against the Falcons. And they're playing the Saints, who put 44 up on the Cowboys. So, a little worried on that one. I think we do get a little win there. Chargers-Steelers. I got Steelers winning that one. Packers-Titans. This seems like an easy win for the Packers. Also, Jordan Love hopefully is back soon. I think he's got like 3 weeks left or something. But hopefully he's good there. Texans-Vikings. I got Texans winning. Even though the Vikings have been playing really good football. Just C.J. Stroud, Tank Dell, Nico Collins, I could say more, Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon. So, yeah. But Raiders-Panthers, I got Raiders winning this one. Don't think that's anything surprising. Dolphins-Seahawks, I would choose the Dolphins, but with Tua being out, I don't see how the Dolphins win. Their backup quarterback, I've heard of him. I could not tell you his name right now. Do not know who the Dolphins backup is. Lions Cardinals, I got Lions winning this one. Jameson Williams is like insane in fantasy football this year. He's been insane. But 49ers, I got them beating the Rams, Chiefs beating the Falcons, Bills beating the Jags, and Bengals beating the Commanders. So that. And then we got, what was I going to say? I'm 1-1 in fantasy football. I did lose last week. But that's because the guy had Devon Achane, who played on Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football. Because it was Bills, Dolphins. I'm pretty sure that was Thursday Night Football. Yeah, that was Thursday, no. No, that was Monday Night Football. That was Monday Night Football. And Devon Achane went literally insane. I think he had 22 points. And he also had James Cook on his bench. But still, James Cook had like 4 touchdowns. Devon Achane had like 2 catching touchdowns, or receiving touchdowns. And just like, I couldn't do anything because Chris Olave had like 3 points. Did Devontae have a touchdown? I think Devontae had a touchdown. David Montgomery has always been good. Jameson Williams was all right. But not having T. Higgins, because I kept T. Higgins, that one kind of hurt. My hope is Josh Jacobs did have a great game last week. With Jordan Love being out, they're going to be running the football a lot. So hopefully, who do the Packers play? They play the Titans. Run on that offense, run on that defense. The Packers should be Josh Jacobs heavy, just running through them. But 1-1, so I think like most teams are 1-1. I think there's like 3 teams that are 2-0, and there's like 3 teams that are 0-2. But no, there's 2 teams 2-0, 2 teams 0-2. But so we also got. Not working. The camera's not looking. Put the Christmas trees in there. But here we got the MLB standings for right now, we got the Guardians in first. We got in this division, what is it? AL, what is it? AL something, I can't remember. Guardians with 89 and 65, a record of 89 and 65, are in first place. Then the Royals, 82 and 71. The Twins are 80 and 73. The Tigers are 80 and 73. And the White Sox, with one of the worst seasons in like 20 years, 36 and 117. Wow. Oh, and then the Yankees, Shohei Ohtani was 6-for-6, 10 RBIs, and 3 home runs yesterday. Like, this guy is an alien. This guy does not belong on planet Earth. I'm getting a little too excited. This guy is insane. Shohei Ohtani, he's got 50-50, if y'all don't know what that means. 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases in a single season. I think that's the record. Nobody's ever done that. A 50 stolen bases and 50 home runs is unheard of. Jose Ramirez is like 40 stolen bases and like 35 home runs, which 10 games left, he should get that, maybe. But still, I mean, like, Jose Ramirez is having a great season for Cleveland, and he's just getting outplayed by Shohei, just like that. And, I mean, we already know Shohei could go for 55-55 for the rest of the season because he's got like 10 games left. Or I think now he's got like 9. No, he's got 10 games left. But Yankees are in first place, 89-64. The Orioles, 85-68. Still, I don't know if they play anymore, but Orioles to Yankees, that's still great games. Yankees look like they're going to come out with the first place in the division. But still, the Yankees, Orioles, watch the games. Watch the highlights, at least. But then we got Red Sox, 76 and 77, Rays, 75 and 78, and the Blue Jays are 73 and 80. And the Astros, garbage. I hate the Astros so bad. Like, literally cheaters. But they are in first in the, I think it's AL West? Isn't that what we are? We should be AL West. Where's Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago? Are we the AL East? Or AL West? I think we're the AL West. I'm pretty, like, 99% sure we're the AL West. But Astros sitting pretty, 83 and 70. The Mariners are 78 and 75. The Rangers are 73 and 80. The Athletics are 67 and 86. And the Angels in last place with a whopping 62 and 91. Pretty terrible. The Phillies. Now we're on to the NL. The Phillies, 91 and 62. They're in first in their division. Then the Mets, 85 and 68. The Braves are 83 and 70. The Nationals are 68 and 85. And the Marlins are 56 and 97. Literally, okay, so far the worst teams are the White Sox, the Angels, and the Marlins. The Blue Jays are actually not too... The Blue Jays have the exact same record as the Rangers, and the Blue Jays are in fifth place in their division. And we're in third. Like, we are lucky to even be in the playoff race, which I think we have to win out, and we have to have, like, every other team lose out, which I don't think that's even possible. So, it's going to be a tough one. But Kumar Rocker is looking insane. So is Jack Leiter. So, 2025, the Rangers are back in town. You know what's funny, though? Last year for the Rangers was supposed to be a rebuild year. And this year was supposed to be, like, the World Series run. And literally, they got flipped. Like, this year was supposed to be, we're going for a World Series. And last year was supposed to be, like, all right, we're rebuilding. See what we can do. And they somehow won a World Series. And this year, we don't even make the playoffs. Brewers are first place in their division, 88 and 65. The Cubs are 78 and 75. Cardinals, 77 and 76. Reds are 74 and 80. And the Pirates are 72 and 81. Paul Skeens. I just think of the Pirates, I automatically think of Paul Skeens. And then lastly, but not least, the Dodgers, 91-62, the Padres, 87-66, D-backs, 85-68, and then we got the Giants, 74-79, and the Rockies, 59-94. Gosh, there's some bad teams this year. The White Sox, 36-117. How is that possible? I mean, were the A's that bad? I think the A's were that bad. What was the... Hold on, let me look up the A's. Oh, I can't. It's dead. I want to see what the A's record was. It was like 50. They had like 50 wins last year. So the White Sox, I'm pretty sure the White Sox are on pace to have a worse year than like last year's A's, which... But really, that's it. Week 2 predictions, the MLB standings just... and I will be watching some of the MLB games, playoff games at least, on my podcast. I'll just be watching it here, probably whoever, I don't know, I don't know if I can show y'all that. I'll ask, I don't think I can, so, but yeah, hopefully, I'll be watching the playoff games, wild card, it won't be live, it'll be, like, pre-recorded, or it'll be recorded. But, I'll post it, like, as soon as the game's over, and so y'all can see what's going on. Make sure to tune into that. That'll be episode 20. No, that won't. Because we got, like... We have 12 days until the MLB, playoffs. So, I'll have a game in between there and... So, we'll probably have... That'll probably be, like, episode 26, 27. The next episode, it'll be all about the NFL. We'll be talking fantasy football, what to look for. We'll be telling just who's having a good year, who's having upsets. My prediction for the Super Bowl, way too early predictions. I'll see y'all episode 20. Is this episode 25? Maybe it's episode... I forgot what episode it was. But I'll see y'all for the next episode. This is Brandon DeLauro, Sports Noise Podcast. I'll leave my website down in the description. Just a quick overview on what we need to do for today. Or what we need. But I also, like I said, have a background Luka Doncic poster. Or whatever I find. So I'll see y'all on the next episode. This is Brandon DeLauro, Sports Noise Podcast. I'll see y'all on the next one. And peace.